Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is Amanda Moxley, and I'm the host of the Speak Your Way to Success series, where I've gathered leading experts all making between $100,000 to $2 million a year in their businesses, and they're in between, and they're just totally thriving. And we're here to share our secrets for you to impact millions and make millions by speaking your message and sharing it on video and live stream and stage, etc. And today I have Allison Estill with me. And am I saying your last name correctly?
Yeah, it's Estill.
Oh, Estelle. Allison Estelle. Yeah. And we are going to have so much fun. Let me give you Allison's bio really quick. But Allison is really fun, and you're going to like what we're going to talk about today. It's going to be juicy. So Allison Estelle lives and works in Calgary, Alberta, Canada with her amazing life partner while raising their beautiful three-year-old son. She practices and embodies the principles of self-mastery, shadow work, intentional abundance, and conscious relationships. Allison is a multi-talented entrepreneur who incorporates her knowledge and experience of magic, miracles, and manifestation into a unique life-affirming form of transformational business coaching. Love that. She co-creates with her clients, synthesizing and awakening their gifts and funnels them into the direction of their unique, juicy, and uplifting brand that allows them to serve in a divinely sensual and feel-good way. This is like the most feeling good bio I've ever read. Like, just all these words are succulent. Allison works collaboratively with her partner, Andrea, of Wise Women Productions. Above all, Allison inspires women to come to the realization that the life and business of their dreams is in their hands to create. It is simply takes a decision, a commitment, and some daily practice. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for taking time to do this interview today. I'm so excited.
Yahoo! All right. So, Allison, give us a little bit, I don't want to go too much in the story, but I know that you're really, it's part of your story because you're a multi-passionate entrepreneur and so it's really funny, you guys, because before this call or before the video, I was like, Allison, your makeup looks so pretty. And she's like, it's a 5 minute. And then you went ahead and gave this. So I know part of your background is as well, you can tell us.
Yeah. So I worked as a makeup artist for several years because I love the beauty industry and feeling and looking my best. And so I was just sharing with Amanda that I don't always have a lot of time to do my hair and makeup. So this is my 5 minute makeup look because I had kind of a crazy day because I was traveling yesterday. So Amanda was like, hey, you should totally share what it is that you did today because your makeup looks awesome. And I seriously pulled this off in like 3 to 5 minutes. So I'm going to walk you through my 5 minute makeup look because looking and feeling your best is a really amazing high vibrational way to just start your day off right. Like I really find as an entrepreneur that there were so many days where I'd be slumming it in my sweats and wouldn't put any makeup on. And you know what? I just wasn't showing up as the woman who was creating and receiving the income that I wanted to create. So even just taking 5 to 10 minutes a day to curate your outfit and do your makeup look is going to help you to kick your day off in a super high vibe way. So you're really becoming and being the woman that is creating the life and business of her dreams. So I just got this foundation. I was just in LA. So I ordered this. My aunt is addicted to QVC. She ordered it off QVC. This is the Josie Maran Vibrancy Foundation, and this is a little brush. So I just pumped a little bit of this on my hand, super hydrating, and it has argan oil. I like to use foundations that have natural moisturizers on it. Through the T-zone, just rolled it through my face, boom, boom, boom. Your brush is going to make it super, super fast. Yeah. So I started with that, and then you always want to wear blush, especially if you are fair, like myself and Amanda. So when I travel, I love to use palettes because they're such a like space conscious, and they can kind of encapsulate a whole bunch of products in one pack. So I use this one for my brows and my blush, and you can see it's like a bunch of neutrals. So I have this great little brush that's got two brushes in one. Again, I'm still using my travel kit. Yeah. So the flat brush, you're just going to pack a little bit of a dark color on. And then apply it through the brow in little tiny strokes. So that's my brow. Yeah. Boom, boom. Also had my blush in there. Apply the blush to the cheekbone. little J motion all the way up to the temple.
A J?
Yeah, I like to use a J. So you just kind of stipple it on and then use a J up to the temple to blend. And I find that just, it both gives you like that contouring.
Yeah.
As well as a little bit of color. Mm-hmm. Then, this is my not natural makeup teeth. I have this MAC mascara that's super volumizing. Little mascara, and then a little lip. So I, for me personally, the 5-minute makeup look consists of nice sheer hydrating foundation, nice contoured, sort of a, I prefer a darker brow, mascara, cheeks, and lips, and there you go.
There you go. Snaps out. Yeah. You didn't put any eyeshadow on, though.
No, I'm not wearing any shadow, but you know what I do like to do is whatever remaining foundation that I have on my brush, I'll apply it to the lid.
Okay.
So it just kind of gives me a little bit of a nice even complexion on the lid. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. See, that's so helpful. And I think that a lot of women entrepreneurs, that they're afraid to get visible with video or live stream or photos or selfies because maybe they don't know how to new makeup or they don't do it right or the lighting or whatever. So I think this, that's why I said, Allison, you have to share this.
Yeah. So another quick tip, because I got really into doing live stream a few months ago when Facebook launched that feature, and it has honestly been integral to obviously increasing my visibility and helping me to really find my voice and open my throat chakra and express myself. So when you are starting to live stream, lighting is key. So you want to make sure that you have light shining onto your face and that you're not backlit. So obviously, ideally, natural light is going to be the best before you can afford a lighting kit. And then I know, Amanda, you just invested in a lighting kit.
I'll show you guys.
Yeah.
It's the, I know we'll go backwards here, but see that? It's called the Diva Ring.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, like, it really helps. It's really up-leveled your videos.
I know. It's. But did you know Facebook Live actually has a filter that you can click on, and that really helps?
Oh, yeah. I just started playing around with those, but I'm not super well-versed, so I can't really speak to those.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just really easy. My kids, I was live streaming. My kids are like, mommy, what's that? Of course, like the little tiny kids are so good with tech. And they're my 4-year-old's like, what's that, mommy? I'm like, I don't know. And then I click it. I'm like, I look amazing. So, cool. Yeah, the filters. So, okay, cool. So that's one way to help you get visible. And I know you do workshops and, like little vision board classes and things like that. So give us your tips on how you have grown your business through local networking and workshops and retreats.
Yeah, for sure. So something that I really believe in is start with what you have, where you are, how you can. So I had started to do some workshops in different yoga studios that I am affiliated with and renting out spaces and stuff like that. And I still love to do that, especially for something that is longer or bigger. But I was just finding that really leveraging my home, which is a really high vibrational and sacred space, allowed me to really call in more women and minimize my overhead. And I've been doing now different lunar meditations, setting intentions for the new moon and doing releasing ceremony and ritual and stuff like that for the full moon. We did a vision board workshop in November, and you know, I'm just finding that that momentum and opening up my home allows me to really like shorten the distance between myself and my clients and create a level of intimacy. So so I would recommend, if you're considering hosting a workshop, really use your home space if that's something that you can make work. Another great option is, you know, often you'll find that your local library, like here in Calgary, our local library has free meeting room spaces. So especially when you're first getting started, keep it simple. Use what you have at your disposal. You know, like I just started coaching, you know, in the last year and a half or so. There's so many services that you can use for your first, you know, 1,000 subscribers. MailChimp is a free mailing service. You don't have to, when you're just getting started, have to get all the bells and whistles. It's really a process of taking one step at a time, and don't compare yourself to somebody who's further along in their journey. Mm-hmm. Start where you are, commit to taking daily steps, and it'll just be amazing how you can grow your tribe. Like, I've been able to, I think I did the numbers for 2016, and I think I was able to reach and coach directly, whether in a group coaching format, through my workshops, both online and in person, as well as my one-on-one coaching. I've been able to connect with over 200 women, and I just started coaching a year and a half ago. So, you know, like, that's pretty amazing.
Really good outreach. And that's that. And so those are very high intimacy leads too, because you've actually probably met, right? These are people you've met, you've touched, you've hugged, you've seen a community, or has it been, or has it been online? Those people as well online.
So, both online and in person, but what I'm loving is it sort of seems to be like, I'm getting out there with my live streams, generating momentum online. Mm-hmm. People get excited when I have an inspiration to do a live in-person workshop, and I don't do them really often. I really focus on waiting until it feels good. And, you know, both intuitively and intellectually, everything feels aligned. Then I will invite, obviously, people in my local community to these live events. And it creates that level of connection and intimacy, both in the online space as well as in person.
Right.
Obviously, you can touch more lives by connecting with people online, but for people in my local area, connecting with them in person has really up-leveled the level of intimacy and ability to connect and teach and coach.
For sure. Yeah. And that's how I started out too. I started out going to, I did talks at Whole Foods and the ski resort and a library. I mean, all these sorts of places just to start, you know, what is it like? Get in grassroots. And I think that's super smart. And then they didn't even have Facebook when I started, but I think people should be doing Facebook live stream in a strategic way as well. Like you've been doing, cause didn't you do like a 30-day challenge of videos every day? And
yeah, like I've done a couple of challenges where I committed to doing 30 days consecutively, and I'll be totally honest, I missed a few days, like I wasn't feeling up to it, or my son needed me. And but what I did was I had that daily commitment and that decision to continue showing up. And it's so crazy, Amanda, because you never know who's watching. Like the craziest people came out of the woodwork and were like, oh my God, my life has changed. Like, thank you so much for showing up in this way. Mm-hmm. And so much of your ego gets in the way and they're like, oh, you don't look good. Oh, it's not the right time. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But if you show up and you do the work anyways, people hear you. And it's like this frequency that you're emitting, the right people will hear your message and will connect with you. And it's often very surprising people. So you have to just get over the inner fear and the inner talk of not showing up and doing the work. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like going to the gym, you know,
right.
When you decide you're going to train and work out every freaking day, there's going to be another excuse that your croc brain or your subconscious mind tells you to keep you stuck. And until you get into that habit of being comfortable, being uncomfortable, you're going to talk yourself out of it every time.
Pretty much. Yeah. I love that. I love that you just, you know, my slogan's GFTI. You just effing did it. You went and you put yourself out there and did all these great live streams and connected. And then it's really, what I hear what you're saying is it's really about service, and you show up to serve and you don't care who it is. Like, it's just like, there's an audience and you're going to share. And that's really how you make an impact and impact millions and make a difference, which is what we're all about.
Thanks.
So I know you have like a little system, which is like decision, commitment, something like that. Do you want to share your three steps to success?
Yeah. So we've really boiled it down to three simple steps to making any transformation in your life, whether it's in your personal life, business, relationships. So when you want to change something, it starts with a decision. Until you realize that you want to change and make a conscious choice, which it's very likely that you have to make that decision every day. Mm-hmm. You want to start with the decision. Then once the decision is made, you must commit. So commitment, a decision is nothing without commitment. You need to commit to consistently showing up and honoring your vow to yourself, to your partner, to your tribe. So it just simply takes a decision, commitment. And then the next step, which I love, which I really have brought in from my yoga experience as a teacher and a practitioner, it's a practice. I really look at my work as a practice. Every day I'm practicing, every day I'm getting better, every day I'm making mistakes, every day I have new vulnerabilities and weaknesses. So it's like when I hit my mat in my yoga practice. So yeah. A decision, commitment, and some practice. Really, obviously, right now I'm funneling that into my business, but I also use that simple three-step system in my movement practice, in my nutrition, with my life partner, and in every aspect of my life. I hope this was helpful for you.
I think it is. It's just simple. It's like you decide. I think there's so much power in deciding. And you, for me, when I make a decision, I feel it in my solar plexus. And it's like, and a lot of times I have to keep re-enrolling myself into my decision. It's like, no, wait, you decided to be done with that drama or that issue. And you decided to take your power back, or you decided, you just keep it, because you go back to old habits and patterns.
Yeah, and I feel like there is a testing period where, whatever you want to call it, the universe, creator, like your source is like, oh yeah, you said you're done with that? All right. So it's like, you know, Super Mario, when you get to go to the next level, there's all kinds of little things that are going to test you and try you. So that's where the practice comes in. You know what? Maybe you fall down. Maybe you F up. Maybe you fall back. But when you make that commitment, and you show up every day and you practice, soon it transmutes, transforms. And what I'm really focusing on right now is like alchemy. You can you can alchemize that into your greatest strength, into your ability to be compassionate and serve. So
I love it. You're so groovy. Hey. So then you transform it into being an alchemist, where you can turn base metal into gold. And right? Transform and create whatever it is your wildest dreams are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just got chills when you said that.
Can we get an example of how have you been an alchemist in your life?
So in so many ways, one way, I mean, it's Valentine's Day. So I would love to share with you the amazing miracle of finding the love of my life. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, for so many years, I dated men who confirmed in me insecurities that I had about myself or wounds that hadn't healed, and they were a mirror of that for me. And it was when I made the decision to love myself no matter what and committed to that daily practice. Like, I remember several years of taking, you know, myself out on Valentine's Day and still loving myself and buying myself the flowers and the chocolates and taking, like, I would go out on dates all by myself, you know. And that was when I met, Rich.
You met him while you were on a date by yourself?
Oh no, actually, sorry, I made it sound like that. I was on a date by myself. It wasn't on Valentine's Day, but I wanted to go to this show, this music show. And I went by myself. I was like, well, I don't have any friends to go with tonight. And we were introduced to a mutual friend. So yeah, in a weird way, I was on a solo mission.
I love it.
My partner.
That is so sweet. And it is about really loving yourself. And I think, you know, to bring this back to business, it's for all of us, no matter what level you're at, it's about loving yourself in your business. And even when it's hard or you're challenged or you're scared or you're frustrated, just love yourself.
Yeah, like with business, there's so many times, especially as an entrepreneur, you're on the cutting edge, you're creating something new. Mm-hmm. So you have to create that alchemy within your business. So if you get feedback that something's not working, you have to come back to the drawing board and transform that into something that is.
Right.
So I really feel like, you know, in my business, it's the same thing. It's all about my mindset. As soon as I make that decision and my self-talk and my actions are in alignment with whatever goal it is that I've set at that point, it is what I create, and it works every single time. So right now I have a very specific financial goal with my business, and I literally look at that affirmation and that statement every single day. I've changed the passwords on my phone, the passwords on my banking, to that specific number goal. Mm. You know, you want to get yourself into the mindset of focusing on it 100%, mm-hmm. so that when that croc brain and your like lower self is trying to keep you in the place that's comfortable, where you're not growing, you just implant into your subconscious mind the decision that that is what you are creating.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so, I do those techniques too, and it really works, you know? So just exactly reaffirming to your, pressing it into your subconscious mind. This is where you're going. This is what you want. This is what you can have. It's happening, et cetera. I love it. And I know you have an amazing free gift about belief and you have a challenge. So tell us about this amazing gift. Cause I know it encompasses all the stuff we're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm so excited to share with you a free growth challenge course that I crafted with my colleague, Andrea Iapello. And it is a 5-step system to transforming your limiting beliefs. Mm. So we're going to take you through a journey. We launch on 27th Feb, but you can log in anytime and the content will be accessible to you anytime after that date. And through the course of this challenge, we're going to teach you a very simple, very actionable system to be able to bring your subconscious limiting beliefs up into the light to be examined, or any belief, really. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a limiting belief, but obviously that's the focus. Bring it up into the light, review it, examine if it's working for you or not, let it go, and choose a new one. We call it renovation of your beliefs.
Oh, that's great. And so we'll have the link here on the page for you all to download. And then Allison, I want to invite you to our Facebook group. I think you're a member. It's called Be You and Make Bank. And I like to engage people who have watched the interview. What would be fun? How about we do makeup something?
Let's totally do it.
Let's do makeup. Actually, Allison, would you be willing when your interview airs, and I will confirm that, but people are watching it. Will you come in and actually post your makeup, like what that little palette was and the foundation and the brush? That would be really fun.
Yeah.
And then, so let's do that. That's super fun.
I'd love to.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? In the Be You Make Bank group, if you ever have any questions about little quote makeup hacks and how to kind of shorten the distance between yourself and feeling and looking your best, like, I don't work in the beauty industry anymore, but it's a huge part of who I am. Like, I just left the beauty industry in 2016. Like, I left my last contract in 2016. So being beautiful is so important to our work as women, so we can really show up and, as you say, Amanda, show up and shine.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Allison, you are really helpful. We met at an event and you helped me because my fake eyelashes were falling off and you were like, I got the glue, honey. And you're like helping me. And I appreciate that so much. So
that was
you're
so
awesome.
Funny. Yeah, it was my pleasure. It was so nice to be able to meet you in that way. And, you know, if you guys haven't had the chance to attend one of Amanda's live events, I would strongly encourage you to. That was such an exciting, uplifting, and I learned so much at that event, Amanda. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, I love those events. And I actually had an Akashic record reading recently, and hopefully that's not too crazy and whacked out for everyone listening.
No, I love it.
I know you love it. And and she was like, "What you do with the energy? You're sculpting the energy." And I love events because I'm not consciously sculpting the energy, but the Akashic record lady said, you know, it's not like you're taking that energy and making it into you and, oh, you're like a, you know, look at me going into your ego, but I love weaving that energy. That's why I love live events and workshops, because you get together and you have this amazing energy and it's powerful.
You're alchemizing it.
I'm alchemizing it. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, when I went to your live event, Amanda, like, it gave me such a great visceral experience of that type of an event. And I'm creating something very similar in my own business.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm not quite at the point of doing 3 full days. Like, I don't know if I even have enough content yet for that. Mm-hmm. But definitely I'm going to be starting with half day and then one day, you know, live events. So I'm really working on creating something for May, because I really think that when you draw people in that way, it just allows you to serve and connect in such a deeper way.
Mm-hmm. It really does. You can actually see what the other reason I like events is that you can actually see the transformation happening there live. Like, it's one thing when people are, okay, so people watching this right now, you might be washing the dishes or hanging around with your kids or driving or, you know, consuming it in some way. But when you're in an event and you immerse yourself, it is, you are transformed. And I've been transformed going to events, and you know, we've all had the event high. What do they call it? Hopium? People are really high on hopium when they're there. So anyway, I love it. I love it. So, awesome. Okay. So we're going to engage. We're going to talk about makeup today with Allison's interview. And Allison, keep us posted. Tell us the belief, it's called the Belief Challenge. And then just give us your website also.
Yeah. So my personal website is www.AllisonEstell.com, AllisonEstell.com. And there's a free gift and sort of an opt-in on my website. So if you want to stay in touch, I would love to connect you with you through my newsletter. So please feel free to hop on over there and get a little bit more of a feel of my work and how I can help you.
Perfect. All right, Allison, thank you. And everyone, thank you for watching. We will see you in the BU and Make Bank group. I want to see some makeup ladies and gents too. Maybe you know, the gentlemen, they step it up in some way, like dressing for success in some way.
I like it.
So let's talk about eyebrows. Let's talk about lipstick. What is this called? My grandma would call it rouge. It's your rouge.
Yeah, a little rouge, a little
your rouge. Your rouge, Amanda.
Your rouge.
Your rouge. All right.
Awesome.
I'll see you in there.
Thanks,
everyone.
Amanda. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.